This is a very great philosophical question, which I love. And coincidentally, today I did a conference presentation about how I relate to objects in a way as a queer person, as a gender nonconforming person, and how my personal experience in the world informs how I encounter other things, how I relate to them. So it's very much on my mind. But I think that in a more kind of concrete way to answer this question in this interview, how I relate to objects is very much informed by the fact that I work with time-based media, where we don't often have objects per se. We don't really work with physical things so much. I mean, it happens. You know, contemporary artists work in all kinds of media. They could be digital, they could be hybrid, they could be completely physical. So my work is very much informed by first understanding what it is that I'm trying to preserve, and do I even have access to the cultural asset? Do I have access to the work? Do I know what it is? Is it clear to me what I'm working with and what the goals might be, given what I have access to? There are a lot of times when, say, we're working on web-based artwork that uses old web technologies, like, I can't even open the file. So I just have this file and the file name and some metadata available to me, but I have no idea what it looks like, how it behaves. A big part of how I relate to time-based media is just figuring out what it is in the first place.